Welcome to the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Schulze. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over the station. Today, I want to speak to you about the great subject of Thy Will Be Done. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for Thy divine anointing on the declaration of Thy sacred word. In the name of Jesus, amen. The great Jewish physicist Albert Einstein once said something like this: "We need to be able to reduce everything to its smallest form, but not beyond that." Well, dear ones, there are times when we need to do this with Christianity. We must know our roots. We must know what is at the heart of a matter, or our knowledge remains frighteningly, superficially, and distorted. So let us begin a graduated reduction of the faith once delivered to the saints. If I had to reduce the whole Bible to four documents for Christian living, I would select these following four. 1, the Ten Commandments, because they tell us of the holiness of God. 2, the Sermon on the Mount, because it answers the question, how then shall we live? The Lord's Prayer, because it answers the question, how then shall we pray? And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, because it answers the question, how then shall we love? But suppose you press me for further reductions, I would then choose the Lord's Prayer out of the four documents listed. This is the only prayer Jesus taught us to pray. It could have been a long one, for there's much to be prayed for. But here Jesus reduced all prayer to the point at which any further reduction would be hazardous, would be losing something that is essential. So in this prayer, we're first told that we are to relate to God by saying, Our Father, which is in heaven. So that God is our Father and not some stranger who cannot be known is something we need to know. Although he is also a judge, an administrator, and many other things, he always prefers for us to think of him as the one who has begotten us again unto a lively hope. We have a filial relationship with him. Then we have hallowed be thy name, which means that he is not an ordinary father. It means that he is a holy father, and he expects us to maintain a holy relationship with him. Next, we come to the first petition, which is a twin petition. This petition is like a tuning fork. Each of the two prongs resonates in the other. It is through their relationship that we get the right tone. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You can't get the kingdom of God without doing his will, and you can't do his will without getting the kingdom. So at the heart of Christianity is thy will be done. That is the grandest, loftiest petition that can be prayed. No prayer is valid without, quote, thy will be done, unquote, being its principal component. All prayer outside of that is selfish. What the atom is to the scientist, what the seed is to the farmer, what the letter is to the writer, thy will be done is to Christianity. Christianity is nothing more nor less than doing the will of God. Jesus said, My food is to do the will of him that sent me. The will of God contains within it everything that goes with a Christian life: confession, repentance, rebirth, faith, love, purity, obedience, holiness, patience, long-suffering, praise, evangelism, etc. Everything in Christianity is to be found in Thy will be done. Thy will be done is Christlikeness. So this finding and doing the will of God is a matter of life and death. Doing God's will must be taken seriously, for Jesus said, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." There will be no kingdom of heaven for us unless we do the will of God. How serious is that? At any one moment, we either crucify our will or God's will, because self-will will never take one step after Jesus. It has to be crucified. Therefore, self-denial is a missing link which connects every believer to a victorious Christian living. Jesus said to the multitude, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." So Jesus died on the cross to save us. But we have to die on our cross to follow him. If we don't follow him, we are none of his. "Thy will be done" means that we must give up our agenda. For every hour of the day, God has a plan for us, as he had one for the Son of God. It is not up to us what we do with our Sunday afternoons. It's up to him. It's not up to us who we invite for Christmas dinner. It's up to him. It is not up to us whether we purchase new furniture. It's up to him. Of course, we must not be anxious about these things, but we must be sensitive to a still, small voice. We must literally learn to walk in his will. And by so doing, we find ourselves in his kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So when I see a Christian, I expect him to do the will of God. Because of God's abounding grace, we can do the will of God always. So conversion is only the beginning. We have to understand that although at conversion all sins we have committed have been removed as far as the east is from the west, yet there remains within us what Paul calls the sinful nature, the carnal nature, the old man. The carnal nature resists doing the will of God. John the Baptist said, "The axe must be laid to the root of the tree of sin, the sinful nature, the old man." In brief, after we have been saved, there is a further work to be done in our hearts. The root of sin, the self-will, must no longer be allowed to have its way in our lives. We, as the Bible said, must be sanctified. So the Apostle Paul said to the Christians at Thessalonica, "This is the will of God, even your sanctification." Yes, he's saying this to born-again Christians. There's more to be done. It is God's will that now you also be sanctified. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. Until we're sanctified, our ability to hear the voice of Jesus is greatly impaired. Jesus wants to lead us by his inner voice. He said in John, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." There can be no following without hearing. Because we can't hear, we are disconnected from God, and so we devise our own agendas, and our church programs fall short of what Jesus wants. We walk in the flesh, and our work, which may look religiously beautiful, comes to death. Jesus said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up." Only what is God's will last. Only what is of God has life in it. Now, what prevents us from hearing the voice of Jesus, from getting into God's will? Again, it is the old man with all its evil members, such as pride, jealousy, murmuring, unforgiveness, bitterness, fornication, adultery, resentment, greed, selfishness, a judgmental, critical, and analytical spirit. These things plug up our spiritual ears. These fruits of the flesh choke the spiritual life right out of us. We need sanctification. We need tuning up and tuning in. Sanctification begins when we lay ourselves on the altar of sacrifice, and it continues as we deny the self-life every step of the way. So as we follow Jesus in self-denial, the carnal nature will be crucified out of us, and his divine nature will be resurrected within us. Oh, I say hallelujah, just in case you don't. We need to learn to wait upon God. The psalmist said, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him." Waiting upon God means taking time out each day to get quiet before him. It is as essential to the spiritual body as breathing is to the physical body. In waiting upon God, he will tune us up. The Lord will bring certain weaknesses, faults, and hidden sins to our attention. We will confess, repent, and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Through this process, the Lord will break us and bring us into his marvelous chamber of humility and gentleness. Through this process, we are tuned in. Here we learn what it means to abide in Christ and to come into harmony with God. This may take weeks and months or longer. Continual fine-tuning will actually go on all of our lives. Now, when we are tuned in, we are ready to receive specific instructions, as the early Christians did, as to who we are to visit, where we are to go, and what we are to say. We will come to that perfect and acceptable will of God the Apostle Paul talks about in Romans chapter 12. We come into Christlikeness, into actually walking with God as the patriarchs, prophets, and apostles of old walked with God. Finally, notice the sequence by which the Apostle Paul has laid all that I'm saying here. He's laid it all out for us by giving us these words. "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Again, if I were forced to reduce all Christianity into one phrase beyond which any further reduction is detrimental, it would be, "Thy will be done." Jesus made this the first and principal petition for all Christians. Let us pray for it, aspire to it, and live by it. Thank you for listening to this program. Tune in again next week at the same time or the same station. I'm Pastor Schulze. Goodbye now. Until then.